Anakin wondered whether it was expedience, simple logic. Both he and Kenobi spoke Huttese and were experienced in covert missions, or some exercise in character building. Yoda knew Anakin's past, that he and his mother had been slaves of a Hutt. Jabba raked off a cut from the slave trade, too, so he was personally connected to Anakin's boyhood misery, and even his mother's ultimate fate. Callus didn't begin to cover it. Anakin's instinctive reaction would have been to tell Jabba that it was too bad and that people you love got killed all the time. But the bit about the need to get Jabba on their side? That made sense. Anakin swallowed his hatred and did what he knew he had to, because he had to be better than this. Ahsoka seemed to realize the tension wasn't about her. She took a pace back and stood beside Rex, who'd followed discreetly.
"I'll get the troops organized," she said. "Ready when you are, Master."
"I'd better get underway," Kenobi said. "Mustn't keep Jabba waiting." Anakin bowed and walked away with as much serenity as he could muster. He didn't want the Masters knowing the task had hit a raw nerve. He slipped into a machinery space off the hangar deck for a little privacy, sent a message to Padme to let her know he was fine and that he missed her. No mention of close calls with collapsing walls or crazy Padawans, and centered himself again.
"I'm not a kid. I shouldn't be feeling like this. It's not the Jedi way. Maybe Yoda was right. I was too old to train. I can't be like them, all serene and unfeeling."
He was the chosen one, they told him. He was supposed to bring balance to the Force. Anakin thought that some little extra support might go with being the chosen one, a helping hand or at least some understanding from the Jedi Council. But instead, he was passed around like an unwelcome burden, ending up with Qui-Gon Jinn and then Kenobi because nobody else would have him. His chosen status meant less than nothing. It felt more like a stigma, and they wondered why he was difficult at times. Maybe they didn't want balance, whatever that was. Maybe nobody liked a Jedi who was that different. He felt like an embarrassment to them.
"I do everything you ask of me. I try so hard. When is it going to be enough? When are you going to say, 'Okay, Anakin Skywalker, you're good enough'?"
The hatch swung open.
"What's wrong, Sky Guy?"
Ahsoka fixed him with that "you can't avoid me" stare.
"It took me ages to find you. We're ready to roll. Have you heard of knocking?"
"Don't do this to her. You know how it feels to be invisible to the grown-ups, a nuisance."
"I'm just thinking, that's all. Worried about helping Jabba?"
"Don't worry, everyone else is too."
Anakin could never answer her. He tried not to think about it, but the thought was like a chorus weevil eating away at his resolve. The Jedi had never tried to rescue his mother or buy her out of slavery. Instead, they had taken him, given him this new life, but left her behind on Tatooine. He had just accepted it at the time, but now he knew how much power Jedi had. And all he could wonder is why she hadn't been worth their time and trouble too, if only to keep him happy.
Not even Qui-Gon Jinn had cast a backward glance at Shmi Skywalker. As the months and years wore on, the question would not leave Anakin alone. He didn't want to let resentment eat away at his fond memories of his old master, but he couldn't stop it sometimes.
"Sky Guy! Sky Guy! Are you listening?"
The Jedi Council had credits, real wealth. Would it really have been beyond them to buy his mother out of slavery? Anakin accepted some things had to be learned from the cradle. He was already full of attachment and emotion, too set in his ways of being a messy, ordinary human being to adopt the aloof serenity, the unloving detachment, the arm's length and measured compassion a Jedi needed. He did his best.
"Why wasn't my mother worth saving?"
Jabba grew fat on the misery of beings like Anakin's mother. He'd probably taken a percentage of the very transactions that had kept Shmi Skywalker in slavery.
"And still I have to save his son, because we need his goodwill, his space lanes."
The idea stuck in Anakin's throat like a splintered Nuna bone. The pain was palpable. He didn't know if it was grief for his mother, or guilty anger at Qui-Gon Jinn, or just the vague, simmering discontent that told him he needed to have more control over his life.
"It's got to be done," Anakin said at last.
I don't feel anything about it, only think how we're going to do it.
Ahsoka considered him for a while as if there were something projected on a holoscreen slightly to one side of him. Could she see? Could she see he'd slaughtered those Tusken Raiders? Was it etched in the Force around him? Did she know he'd committed an atrocity to avenge the death of his mother? If she did, she wasn't sensing his guilt. He didn't feel guilt about it at all.
"Let's go," he said.